April 18, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Readiness. God called unto him, and he said, Here am I. Exodus 3:4. When God speaks, many of us are like men in a fog. We give no answer. Moses' reply revealed that he was somewhere. Readiness means a right relationship to God and a knowledge of where we are at present. We are so busy telling God where we would like to go. The man or woman who is ready for God and his work is the one who carries off the prize when the summons comes. We wait with the idea of some great opportunity, something sensational. And when it comes, we are quick to cry, Here am I! When Jesus Christ is in the ascendant, we are there. But we are not ready for an obscure duty. Readiness for God means that we are ready to do the tiniest little thing or the great big thing. It makes no difference. We have no choice in what we want to do. Whatever God's program may be, we are there, ready. When any duty presents itself, we hear God's voice as our Lord heard his Father's voice, and we are ready for it with all the alertness of our love for him. Jesus Christ expects to do with us as his Father did with him. He can put us where he likes, in pleasant duties or in the mean duties, because the union is that of the Father and himself, that they may be one, even as we are one. Be ready for the sudden surprise visits of God. A ready person never needs to get ready. Think of the time we waste trying to get ready when God has called. The burning bush is a symbol of everything that surrounds the ready soul. It is ablaze with the presence of God. April 18, My Utmost for His Highest. Summary. For years, I sought to be significant for the kingdom of God. I looked to find a calling from God that I needed to pursue and do something magnificent for Him. I was generally looking for ways to serve God that were meaningful and fruitful and large. Rarely, if ever, did I seek to find anything to do for God that was completely insignificant that no one would ever see, but in the kingdom perspective, a very significant thing. One day, I challenged one of my men when we left the breakfast table with these words, Sir, if you worked diligently on a project for God, and it had all sorts of fruitfulness and success, and someone else took credit for all that you had done, would you be okay with that? To which he rapidly replied, Absolutely not. When we are determined that we are going to get credit, or that we want to get credit or praise or applause for anything we do for God, we are not really in relationship with God. We are selfish and wanting to promote ourselves rather than him and his kingdom. The bottom line is, unless and until we are willing to be used of God in such an insignificant way that no one even knows our name, no one even knows that we were the actual catalyst for the change, and are happy with that because we just are pleased to be doing what God's asked us to do, and knowing ourselves that it has been fruitful, if for no other reason, that we have pleased our lover, then we will never find an intimacy with Jesus that actually gives us a consistent love, joy, and peace in the midst of even our worst and darkest circumstances. Typically, some of the best moments in the kingdom of God are some of our darkest moments as human beings.